Amen, Prophetess. And God bless you, Prophetess Barbara.
Bless you, bless you. Thank you again for receiving my call.
Oh, thank you so much, woman of God. Okay, Prophetess, we're going to begin the word of the Lord, and then we're going to do our one-on-one with her, but then we'll also have the prophets will give her a separate word. Why don't you begin to open us up in prayer, Prophetess Michelle?
Amen and amen. Father God, we do thank you for Prophetess Barbara Tucker. Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we do thank you for your increase, your wisdom, your clarity, and your understanding.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, your ministering word. Father God, we thank you for this season of protection and safety. We thank you for this season of favor, even concerning economics. Father God, we thank you for deliverance of family members in this season. Father, covering the health and the bodies and the minds, the psychological and emotional state of the family in this season. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And Prophetess, is there any particular area that you wanted us to just go back over to cover today? Would you like us to minister to you, give you the word
yes.
of the Lord, or you want to...
And basically, economics, tax-wise, on housing, because my taxes, I have someone, but they're moving slow. I don't know what they're doing. I can't reach them. We need them to move in a professional way so that I can transfer my home over to the necessary party. So I want to make sure the paperwork is in order there, and that they will receive it, and it's released in Jesus' name. And then the housing, that there will be a smooth transition for me to go back to where even the judge says, why am I not there? So that I'm not having any resistance with family. And everybody's moving in divine order, and it's moving.
Amen. Well, okay, so good. So now the taxes, is there taxes on the property or that's something separate?
Well, when I was paying the mortgage, the taxes were included.
Okay.
Now, the tax specialist who's been doing my taxes forever, really pretty much forever, the guy standing in proxy who's into real estate, he's in proxy doing these things for me, and he's like, look, I need this, this, and this, and I'm not getting cooperation or the person, I can't find him. He's there, but he's not there. He's not moving like he should be. Why, I don't know, but I just, again, the taxes came with the mortgage. We're...
Okay.
We're not in foreclosure, but it could go there. And I'm just trying to release before it even goes there anyway.
Exactly. I understand. Okay. It seems as if to me that this is going to be settled. When did all of this start about for you, when you started working on these, the papers and the switching of the land? How long have you been dealing with
it's
that?
Not
when did it
even,
start?
Well, for the last 2 years through the separation and the divorce, because when I was going through the season of separation, finances were not where they should have been. So
okay.
I knew I wanted to come out. I was going to short sell, but then that short sell would have had me in 10 days, you got to get out. And I was like, oh, I'll be homeless. I can't do that. So I waited and found someone else that said, oh, I want to take over your house because I can change it into that. Is that possible? So it wasn't even a year. It could have been a year. It's almost a year that the person was interested and was slowly, we were making the transition for him to act in proxy of what's going on. Because I'm here, and then he's going to take over, him and his partner, but and he's been doing everything well, but, you know, then the bank needs some tax situations, and there might be a liability on this tax situation because of the tax person, as I'm only on the directions of what he told me to do, you know, if that makes sense.
Okay, I get you. So basically the holder right now is a tax person moving professionally and getting things done.
Yes, because it's a miracle. It's a miracle that no one kicked me out the house, you know, but I'm not trying to stand there and wait for it to happen. I'd rather for it me to be released from the home, you know. I've had some different advice that didn't pan out well, but this seems to be it, so, yeah.
Okay, okay.
My stuff is all in storage, Bishop.
I know how that's been and everything else. Now, just a question. Have you dropped the name Fugate, or are you still do using Fugate?
I never legal. How do you say professionally? I've never used it.
Okay.
It's Barbara Tucker.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I'm glad that's a good. That was wisdom. I feel that all is going to come into divine order, because the Lord says He's going to begin. This is going to work out in your favor. The whole thing. And now the ones that want to take over the house, are they pretty serious?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I'm feeling that things are really beginning to come together for you, where it's going to work out. It's almost as if even by, I don't know, have you been trying to reach out with the tax person?
Yes. Something's wrong with the phone. It just rings, and then it seems like at the end it almost sounds like a disconnection. And I've sent an email, but I told the gentleman that I'm working with for the proxy, because he said he spoke to him not too long ago, and I told him to tell him I'm trying to reach him because I want to see what's going on. I need to hear from his mouth, you know, what's going on. Actually, you know my tax person, Rodney Williams. Rodney's been doing my taxes since right before I came to Zoe, that long.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm just feeling that everything's going to begin to work out for you, because I just see the pieces coming together for you, and I don't see you homeless, woman. I don't see you on the street. I'm just really feeling that the Lord is going to pull this whole thing together.
Thank you, and
you've begun to see that. You began to see increase even financially, because it seems as if that between now and next year, August, a major doors, major opportunities going to really begin to open up for you, that is going to really begin to bless you and bring much increase for you, because God says better days are due you, woman of God.
Jesus.
Better days are due you. And you're in a season where you're completing things. You're in a season where you're letting go of stuff. And that's all a part of the process of where God has you at.
Amen.
He has you in that season of just beginning to really to begin to release and let go. Because you're in a season and you're in a year of mastery.
Jesus.
You're in a season and a time of just brand new beginnings. And so with you moving into this time of mastery, you're going to really begin to see everything coming together, because God said He's strengthening you. He's preparing you for the next season. Economically-wise, financially, God says the next 18 months is going to be like a gold mine for you.
Jesus.
Because God says housing won't even be a problem. Your health is increasing. I see some kind of a new product or new service. You might be pitching something with some people. God says a home plan. He's already taking care of all of that. I just see that all being taken care of. I just see God pulling that whole thing together. So the Lord says, fear not, woman of God. Fear not. Prophetess Michelle, are you there?
Thank you, God. Yes, and yes,
Your Grace, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead, woman of God, because I want to go on for some other areas as well, too, but go ahead.
Yes, and I'm so in agreement, Your Grace, with what's been spoken, because I hear Father God saying, woman of God, worry not, fret not in this season, because I hear Father God saying this is a season of expansion and exposure. Father God says, concerning what seems to be a delay, God says delay doesn't mean denial. There are some things held up for you in this season, not held from you. And as you said, it was a miracle concerning the home situation. Father God says not only He has your back, Father God wants you to know that you'll have major testimonies in reference to what's happening. Now, in reference to your legal advisor, how long have you had this individual?
Well, he's not the legal advisor. I'm working with a tax person. And the gentleman that I met actually two summers ago, who actually he works as security in the bank, the security that checks out big type of monies that come through the bank. He researches those type of clients. I don't know what the position is, but he and his partner, they do real estate, and he was an ex-fiancé of my sister-in-law. So that's how I met him. And when he told me what he wanted to do, and I was happy because he saw the house. Actually, he even stayed in the house for a little while. He saw, and he said, I can do this with it. So, but I know you're going away. What do you want to do? You want to sell it? How can we do this? We need to get the paperwork, such and such. And he, the minute I re-met him, he just came, Prophetess, and just started calling banks and everybody and doing paperwork for me. And so he had the unction to do these things. And I said, okay, God, this is a godsend. I believe that he was a godsend because the way that he helped me and he stayed with me. Not literally stayed with me, but stayed on the project. And even though Mr. Fugate was still kind of in the picture, he didn't give up. He didn't walk away, even though those darts were being thrown at him. So I'm like, okay. So he's been helping out, and he's in proxy. He stands in proxy of doing the paperwork, helping out with this house that has that back in mortgage. And, again, he could have walked away any time. So I don't have a lawyer, but I have those two who are working in my corner.
Perfect. Perfect. I hear Father God saying the month of September, October, and November are going to be strategic. Now, woman of God, are all your boxes and everything packed for the move? Did you begin to move already?
My thing's been in storage since June 6th, I think it was.
Okay. Father God says they're about to come out of storage.
Oh,
now, woman of God, have you located the new home?
Well, basically, I was going back to my home in Brooklyn because I needed to be closer to my mom. I needed to help run the house. My stepfather is thinking about letting me manage the house. So that's where I was going to go, set up my office upstairs as well in Brooklyn.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you plan to remain in Brooklyn or another location?
I want to remain in Brooklyn. I had my season of Jersey. If I could, I would live here. But I know I need to be in the presence of my mom, and I need to be doing that.
Okay, perfect, because I hear two things. You'll be in both places. I hear bi-coastal, and I also hear brownstone. Had you desired a brownstone? Had you been looking into a brownstone, woman of God?
Well, actually, the house is a brownstone, and that's the brownstone that I choose to be in. This is some place that I've been in and helped pay off the mortgage and helped pay taxes on the house since we've been there since I was in the sixth grade. So this is prime brownstone real estate, and this is my home. I'm in the will. This is a part of my home.
Yes. Now, the deed, whose name is the deed? And I see this brownstone, I see your name on the deed for the brownstone. And
okay,
attached to this, I see a lot of benefits attached to it. I see the brownstone. I see a car. Now, the car, I don't see you necessarily driving the car, but I see you having ownership over the car and you having a private driver because you're going to get very busy. I see you bi-coastal. Now, are you in Ibiza right now or another location?
Ibiza.
Yeah. Did you begin to look for your property there, woman of God? Did you begin to look for your home there that you're going to leave? I see it more as maybe, I don't know what they call it. I don't know if they call it a villa or apartment, or would it be likened to a condo in this country? But I hear Father God say, look for the property before you leave, because there's going to be a blessing attached to it.
I know the place, the apartment that I am in now, I rent it for the next 5 years. It's and it's right on the sea. So, and I remember a prophecy that said once, it's like someone's going to give, it's almost as if someone's going to give it to you. There's not going to be any stress. I got a prophecy even on this spot because they never pressure me they will let me, as long as I give the payment, even at the end of the year, they'll let me go the whole year until it's done, you know. So this is where I love this place. I didn't look any place else, but this place I love. And I've always said, God, thank you. This is mine.
And he will, woman of God, and he will, and he will. Because before Prophet was saying that, I kept seeing almost like someone saying, I'll bless you. I'll pay for this. I'll pay for that. And you're going to find also that you're going to have some favor, prophetess, with a Spaniard, a woman from Spain. I saw this woman from Spain that is quite wealthy. That's going to be a real blessing to you. Now, I just want to go back concerning the property right now, because is it possible for you to still have a lawyer just overlook all the papers for legal purposes?
You're talking about my home that I was coming out of in Jersey? I will have to wait till I get home, because I do not have the paper that the guy gave me was only one, just that simple, that says what he's there for and up to how many months, which was very short. Actually, it was supposed to go up to August. But I guess he's going over, which I'm thanking God for that, because then I would be here and I wouldn't know what would be going on at that house, squatters or anything. So, but
and that's a blessing. I just wanted you to be able to. Now, it may not be him, but it seems like there's someone in something concerning papers that need to be looked at. Or if something can be faxed to a lawyer, someone that you may know, just to review and look at. I don't know. But it seems like papers need to, again, be scrutinized and just looked at.
Okay.
For legal purposes. Just to cover you. If you know of a lawyer or someone that you know, can just review and look at.
Okay.
Now, out of all of this, how has Marcus' behavior been?
Sometimes he's really, I haven't heard from him in some months now, but as we were going through this situation, he was trying to intimidate, of course, the gentleman, and he was supposed to have been out the house, but then he and the other young lady, they didn't move, and then they finally moved, because I don't think in his mind, Bishop, that he thought this was the real situation, that he had to get out, that it was over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until maybe he saw all my boxes and people coming. Like, I was in Ibiza while I had a team of four or five people moving my things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't expect this at all.
I think the drinking just clouded it.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't trying to leave. His statement was always, I'm not leaving till you leave. I don't have to leave.
But yeah, there's a lot of bitterness and anger. Because it's just something, now it may not necessarily be this property here, but it seems like there's something with papers that need to be looked at. I'm just feeling something with papers. I'm feeling it's like there's something that needs to be checked out or something. It could have been someone else. And it could be sort of connected to your mother, because I'm seeing something surrounding or forgeries in regards to papers or business papers or something of that nature, with somebody else, you know, putting their name or signing for somebody else. There's something surrounding papers that needs to be looked at and thoroughly reviewed. I don't know what that's all about, but it seems it may not be the Jersey place. It could be the Brooklyn location, because you're supposed to start managing that.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, you know, my stepfather is alive, and praise God, he did come back into the picture, and I believe that my brother was trying to at one point, but his house, spiritual, or his whatever mental house is coming down of all the trickeries and all the intimidations and the manipulations, so his situation has been falling to the ground. So that's someone I just definitely didn't trust, but I can see how God has been intervening even in that situation.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, and that could very well be it, because I kept feeling it was like the spirit of deception. The enemy, it's like the enemy was lurking, trying to devour, trying to mess with stuff. Mm-hmm. Where it's like the Lord says that you got to scrutinize what people say, ask them a question again, and see what the answer is. Scrutinize stories, reports, papers, and documents, and things of that
yes.
nature. And so you, what God is saying is you got to weigh and analyze all things, because it's a season where there could be falsehood.
Amen.
And then sometimes people will say things that will seem like they're speaking from their heart, but it's but there's something in the background is what I'm hearing the Lord say.
Amen.
And so they, it's like they will express things in words as if it were true, and yet deception is working in the background. And so whatever that is, God says, just keep your eyes open and ask questions. And I know you know prophetically you'll check. And if you don't feel something, God says, then don't go with it.
Amen.
Ask questions, because you're in that season. So the Lord says, you got to follow your hunches. You got to follow the things of the Spirit. Because God has taken you, woman of God, your vision is expanding. Your vision is expanding. And it's almost like you're going to have to have, do you have a personal assistant as of yet?
My DJ, he works a lot with me. And some people have been known to say that Barbara doesn't trust anybody. It's not that I don't trust anybody, but people always show their face and their reveal. God always just reveals them to me, and I have to let them go. But I've trained my DJ, who's been working with me for 4 years, on how to do things, paperwork, dealing with people for my business, for the music business. We've been working as a team, the B-Star Music Group.
Okay. That's good. Because, and God's going to begin to turn that around. Because I'm seeing a particular business-minded individual, a female, too, that's going to be working close with you, that's going to really have your heart and not have any hidden motives behind.
Mm.
And God's just going to bring it together, because God says your vision is expanding, woman of God. It's truly expanding, and it is growing for where God is going to take you at.
Amen.
And he's going to speak a lot of things to you, woman of God. He's going to give you, there's going to be a lot of great ideas just coming to you in your mind in the season, because God is saying that your mind is going to be fertile. Your mind is going to be fertile. And it's almost like you're, go ahead.
I concur with that, Bishop. It's always overflowing with ideas and concepts for the music industry, for little groups or different situations. And I just was even saying today, how can I pull this off? Because, God, I'm one person. I need, who can I gather up to bring this forth? Because when I come up with ideas, the back end of it is all about healing, mental and heart and musical healing.
It's got to come together, because your mind is on overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
And God's given you all of this because he's showing you where he's taking you at. And this is, you know, and so you're thinking more globally because of where you're at. You're thinking at a bigger picture. And so that's why you're having these impressions, revelations, these spiritual awakenings. More inspiration is coming to you. Even more understanding of the human nature of people,
mm-hmm.
because you're going at a deeper level, where also you're going to be, even not saying you're not compassionate, but you're going to be so much, you're going to be moving into empathy, where you're going to be able to really sense and know things, and you're going to be also forgiving others of their flaws and their faults and their frailties, because you're going to see something in them. And God says you're going to be there to bring them up and bring them out. And you're going to be that spark that's going to be able to touch them and says, I know who you are. I know what you're about. I know what you're thinking. And I know what you're going through. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're just going to just touch them. And tears of joy is going to flow out of them. Because God says the healer, Prophetess Barbara, the healer is coming forth. The restorer is coming forth.
Jesus.
And so God says he's pulling everything together for you. That's why the house, God said, I'm going to work that out. The thing in Brooklyn, I'm going to work that out for you too. Because God says you're going to go into another level. And some of the things that you've been dealing with, God says you won't have to deal with those things no more.
Jesus, amen.
You know, and that's why God is bringing certain things to a closure. Wow. And so, just, you know, just the spirit of blessing is all around you, a woman of God, and things are happening. Things are happening. Things are moving. The housing, the struggles, because it seems like you've been, you know, way back in almost like December 2012 and up until recently, you know, the past couple of months, it hasn't been that easy for you. There's been a lot on you.
Mm-hmm.
The weight, your finances was attacked. You were dealing with a lot of different things, but the Lord says you're coming out. You're coming out of all of that.
Thank you, Father.
You're coming out of that. And God is even touching your body. Whatever this health concern may have been, God is touching your body.
Thank you, Father.
Because I see a breakthrough. I see a breakthrough. I see a breakthrough. Even in the lower extremities, God says, I heal. And I don't know what sometimes these, and you don't tell a whole lot of people, it's almost like sometimes I see you just sometimes even just almost like bent over or cramped up or just laying. But God says, I'm healing thee and I'm touching thee at a deeper level, woman of God. And God says, because as you're coming through this season, you're coming through this time of healing, you're going to begin to see, Prophetess Barbara, that your talent is going to be in high demand. It's almost like your head is going to be spinning. They're going to be calling you left and right. And God says that the compensation that you're going to receive is going to be quite generous. Because God says you have just stepped into the abundant atmosphere. God says the abundant atmosphere.
Abundant atmosphere.
And you will walk into a time of great praise.
Thank you.
And you will surely say it was the Lord that has done this thing.
Yes. God.
And so this is all. When was the divorce settled?
It's been a year now.
Really?
It's been a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Because I did it the last summer, right before I came to Ibiza last summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's interesting because, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm a Pisces. We're not trying to hate on people. You know, we're trying to be adult and mature and godly about situations. So, you know, we've talked. There are times that he and I talked and seemed calm. Very, Barbara, if ever you need me, anybody messes with you, anything, you call me. I'm right there, too. Sometimes, you know, you're drinking and then you're trying to curse somebody out.
Yeah.
But...
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't spoken with Marcus in months now.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, you may not be trying to look for a relationship too much, but it seems like sometime in September, possibly November, it seems like there's going to be someone that could really be trying to talk to you.
I'll keep my eyes open. It's always almost difficult. Like, I'm dating now, and the thing is,
okay.
Because... spiritually and mentally, I was divorced from my husband years ago.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah.
I was just there. We were, and my joke to him, I used to always say, it's like we're roommates. We have not even been intimate in, 5 years, almost
wow.
More than that. I said, you're happy. My thing was, you're happy with this. You don't even care because you just drink. You come home, you sleep on the floor, couch, wherever. You're just happy that you got a house to come to. But that's not enough for me. Even if my heart is open, it's open, but there's still that wall that's there that doesn't totally surrender that how I know that I can be, because that's just how I am. Behind closed doors, I'm very submissive. I'm not Barbara Tucker, the artist. I am the submissive mate. But if I have, but I'm not sure who deserves that. Because how do I trust you?
Yeah, and you will be able to. You will be able to because you're going to be able to. I just see you're going to be able to, woman of God. And you'll be able to trust because God's going to send the right person if they're not there now. Because I'm just seeing greater commitment and just greater sharing for you, woman of God, and just greater communicating together. And so I just sense greater commitment. Because God says, woman of God, this is your mission year. You write it down. God said, this is your mission year. This is your mission year, where everything is coming together. Where you're going to begin to see your mission and your purpose at a grander scale. That's why you're seeing things totally different, because you're really beginning to see all what God has put in you at a greater level, and all that He has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find that God's going to bring some positive people around you.
Thank you, God.
Now, I don't know if you're working on something, but I'm seeing unexpected income coming your way. Maybe even in the next 5 days, I see new money showing up.
Praise God.
Some new income. It may be some kind of a new project, or a client is going to begin to materialize our door for you. And it seems that you might.
I'm expecting. I'm in expectancy.
Yeah. Because something may even open up for you by tomorrow. The phone may ring. Somebody says, could you fly here? Could you fly there? Could you come and do this? Or could you come and do that? Something. But it seems like something could even begin to materialize for you just out of the blue.
Jesus.
Just out of the blue for you.
Amen.